It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk.
And now up to bat. So center fielder, Charlie.
You know
Blackman.
I like my girls a little bit older.
That's pretty good. Pretty good walk-up song.
Tonight.
Who was the Rocky that had a crazy train?
Larry Walker.
Yeah. I think that might be the best walk-up song.
No way.
Ever.
No way.
What's
Vinny
better?
Castilla had El Matador.
Eh, no.
El Matador. Come on. El Matador.
No.
Come on. What would be your walk-up song, man?
I've actually thought of this.
No, I've thought of this at different times in my life, and I have different answers depending on where I've won.
I think I'd probably have to go with Bad to the Bone by George Thorogood.
Oh, yeah.
What is this?
And now, batting for the Colorado Rockies, your third baseman.
Not anymore.
Vinny Castilla.
This isn't better than Crazy Train. It's not even close.
Oh, yeah.
Not even close.
Well, wait. We have to... Bop, 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 bop. Oh, yeah.
No.
El Matador. El Matador. El Matador.
It's fine, but it's not great. This is way better. Boom, 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 boom.
Until you realize they have to bring the lead singer out on a wheelchair.
I don't care. Not back in the
day,
man.
And he sings the rest of it like... All right, I like Crazy Train.
Man.
I like Crazy Train. I like.
Makes you go like, yeah, gets you fired
so
up.
So when I used to go to raves and parties and stuff when I was much younger, I had a friend who'd be like, "Oh, my walk-up song would totally be something like whoop chip whoop chip." Would he just like be walking out? I didn't say that. That was a friend of mine.
Of course.
But okay, so what would be your?
I said "Bad to the Bone" by George Thorogood.
Yeah,
that'd be a good one.
From the day I was born,
people don't just all gather round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up,
boop, boop,
said, "Leave this one alone." Yeah. It's a good one. So, like you just kind of walk out of dugout.
So in my college, and I went to Ithaca College, and we had a choice of a free concert.
Okay.
It could have either been George Thorogood or Run DMC.
Man, that is a tough call.
Both.
Yeah, can't you
have
both?
You can only have one.
No.
It's either Run... Okay, so actually, this was about 1990, something like there. And so I think it's actually very strange that you could get for about the same amount of money either Run DMC...
Or George Thorogood.
Or George Thorogood.
Well, Thorogood was still making a lot of music, touring around. He was playing with Stevie Ray Vaughan. In fact, I saw...
Run DMC opened with EPMD.
Yes, I probably had... Back at that time, I probably would have voted for Run DMC. Because I was way more into rap at the time. And I loved Run DMC.
Well, I will tell you that I was like, oh, my God, George Thorogood. And all of my friends who were from the East Coast were like, who's that?
Who's that?
I'm like, are you kidding me? So it became Run DMC. And I will tell you, it was actually a kind of a spectacular concert. And it happened a couple ways. EPMD played first. They actually did play EPMD.
Okay.
And they had DJ Scratch, who was outstanding. And they did all their hits. And then... they had to come back out because Run DMC, instead of going to Ithaca, had gone to Utica.
Oh, oops.
Which is easy to do. Like, upstate New York is just basically a map of Greece. So they have, like, Utica and Ithaca and Romula. I mean, all these ridiculous things.
Right.
So they were about 45 minutes away. So they came, and then they played all their hits, too. They were great, too.
I'll bet.
And it was, like, me and 20 of my friends and, like, 300 black guys who'd come down from Syracuse, and that was the whole and we tore it up. It was awesome.
I never saw Run DMC in person.
It was awesome.
Would have been awesome.
That was awesome.
I did see George Thorogood live at Red Rocks.
Well, that's a good one.
I think I've told you this story, but it's a great story. So George Thorogood came with Stevie Ray Vaughan. So it was a George Thorogood, Stevie Ray Vaughan concert. Stevie played first.
Yep.
Then George Thorogood came out as the headliner.
That's sort of weird.
Well, I mean, Stevie Ray Vaughan had just come out with his big album, so he wasn't quite the headliner yet. I mean, he'd had some albums before, mm-hmm. But this was the big one.
Well, it seems weird to me because, like, if you look back, Stevie Ray Vaughan is way bigger than George Thurgood.
Now, and maybe even at the time, he got more airplay. But people forget how big George Thurgood was.
Alex,
in the
early do you
80s,
know? Have you ever
70s.
Heard of George Thurgood? Did you own him before?
Oh yeah, yeah.
All right. Without looking at it, what was the name of his band? The full name of his band, George Thurgood.
I just know him as George Thurgood
and the Destroyers.
Oh yeah, that's right.
George Thurgood and the Delaware Destroyers.
Well, he's kind of like John Mellencamp in that way. Like he changed that up. Like by the time he got older, he just went with the Destroyers because he was bigger and he didn't want to like tie himself down to Delaware.
Yay, Delaware!
So he's like, it was just George Thurgood and the Destroyers.
State capital of Delaware. What is it?
I have no clue. I didn't even know it was a state until I was in high school.
Wilmington.
Thought that was Virginia.
Maybe.
When they put these stupid rewinds on.
But here's the best part
Alex,
the best part about that story.
Okay, hang on just a second, because Alex is watching the game and thought we just hit a walk-off home run.
Yeah.
And he's in like, oh, it's a rerun. And they're not even wearing the same color uniform.
I know.
When did they change their outfits?
Wow, this is so amazing.
They went to the locker room?
Well, you know.
It's called a clubhouse.
Yeah.
Get it right.
All right, the club.
Clubhouse. So he's going to say what he needs to say before we can make fun of Clubhouse and why that's such a much better place than the locker room.
Yes. So real quick, Stevie Ray Vaughan opens, George Thurgood plays next, then they both come out and jam. And now it's time to end the concert. But George Thurgood and Stevie Ray Vaughan don't want to go home. So they come back out for like a second encore, and George does all the talking. He's like, because Stevie Ray Vaughan didn't talk a whole lot.
Was he the one driving the helicopter? Probably.
He was in the helicopter. I don't think he was driving it.
Okay.
But so George goes, hey, man, so we're just going to keep playing until they tell us not to play anymore. But a buddy of ours stopped by and wanted to jam with us. Hope you guys think it's cool. And out walks B.B. King. He'd been playing a gig here in Denver. Went up to Red Rocks. The three of them jammed for like another 40 minutes. And finally, like no one was leaving.
Oh, no.
Finally, the city of Denver just turned on all the lights.
That was Morrison. Not Denver.
Morrison. They just turn on all the lights at Red Rocks.
Well, I'm not so sure about that, man.
Red Rocks is a city of Denver park.
Yeah. No, but it's controlled by the city of Morrison. That's why it's the ordinance.
I don't know. Like, so this is what's so weird about Denver. And this is, Denver is not, so the city of Denver does not connect to all parts of Denver. For instance, the airport is Denver.
Right.
And the highway is Denver, but the rest of that's Aurora.
You go past Aurora to get there. Yeah. There's like that little finger that goes, you know, out to the airport.
And where I actually live.
Yeah, there's fingers of Denver where we live.
Do you know, I actually live in Denver.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah.
I live in Denver. My across-the-street neighbors live in Littleton.
Yep.
Well, this is what's so funny about that. When they built that in 1995, that was our first year really working at J Corp.
Mm-hmm.
And so what was happening was, at the time, in order for you to be a police officer or a firefighter or a responder from Denver, you had to live in the city and county of Denver.
Had to live in Denver, yep.
Well, they just built this brand new subdivision called Grant Ranch, and everyone was moving down there. So Denver does what any rational city would do.
They annex
it. Annexed it. Said, heck with you, Littleton. We're annexing it. We're making it Denver. And so, I mean, it's just a mess because people will try to deliver pizzas to us, and like, you're in Littleton. I'm like, not really.
Yeah, it gets confusing.
That's all right. Meanwhile, we're still watching the Rockies 6-4.
Top of the seventh.
Top of the seventh.
Playing them.
Meanwhile, at the Legion of Doom.
Meanwhile, last night when I was driving home and I woke up this morning and I saw that the Cleveland Cavaliers had completed the biggest ever playoff comeback in the history of the NBA playoffs, and all I could think was, oh man, Chris is just not happy right now because his favorite player engineered that comeback.
Oh yeah, no, it's been an awful sports year for me. I was so happy when the Falcons were just trouncing New England, and I almost posted something during the Super Bowl party like, ha-ha! But I'm like, you know what? I'll wait till it's actually over. And I'm so glad I did. And last night, I almost posted something when they at halftime, when they're up by 26. I was like, ha-ha! And then I thought, no, this is Indiana. I probably should just wait and make sure. And sure enough. So at least I haven't been stupid about it, but it's just like all the bad guys are winning, and it just makes me sick.
Well, you know, actually, it's actually something that you probably don't notice about yourself, but whenever you are in a position to go, aha, and want to post that on Twitter, don't.
All right.
And bet the other way. Because obviously, when you say aha to yourself, that is a cue to you saying, uh-oh, that's trouble.
Right, and that's why I don't post.
So the next time you do it, say aha, and then I'm going to run to the bookie and bet the other way because it's a sure thing.
Can you bet halfway through a game?
You can bet any time during a game.
Well, then, yes, next time.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.